Hey there, welcome back. Have you ever known a little kid like this? You know, clever, articulate, maybe a little gifted. Heck, maybe you were one. Well, today you're going to see how she dealt with this one. Let's go get started. It was only the second week of school, and already she knew that little Billy was smart, but not that smart. This week's episode, Precocious. Susie McCarthy always wanted to be a teacher, ever since the first grade when she was inspired by Sister Mary Angelica. Maybe not the nun thing so much, but definitely a teacher. Fresh out of college with her shiny new degree, Susie landed a job teaching the third grade at Hoover Elementary. By the second week of class, Susie had most of the names of her students memorized. Brittany, Jaden, Mackenzie, Frankie, Ricardo, LaShonda, oh, and yeah, Edward. Not Ed or Eddie, Edward. And then there was Billy. There were a few more names that she was still working on, but not Billy's. In fact, his name was the first one she memorized and would never forget. Little Billy. Little Billy was, well, he was different. Oh, not different in a bad way, just different. He came to class that first day with his t-shirt more than just a little dirty. Filthy, actually. And inside out. He wore that same dirty t-shirt inside out the entire first week of class. He never ate his meals that the lunchroom ladies made like the other children did. Billy always brought some sort of sandwich in a paper sack. No fruit cups or chips, just that sandwich, and water from the cafeteria fountain. His backpack was empty, well, except for that sandwich in a paper sack, and the two pencils. So Miss McCarthy, no longer called Susie, went to her supply closet filled with donations from the PTO and gave Billy everything he needed, even a 64 crayon box. He ate the purple one during art class. Miss McCarthy was shocked when she heard it at recess that Wednesday. What? Was that Billy saying naughty words over by the merry-go-round? Oh. The other children were just laughing. He wasn't cussing at any of them. Just cussing and smiling. The next day, all the children were busy drawing pictures in art class. Billy had all of his crayons spread out on the work table and was drawing a picture of a cow eating green grass under a yellow sun by a red barn. Except now, like the purple crayon, the brown one was gone too. He ate it at lunch, pretending it was chocolate. Then, suddenly right there, in the middle of that art class, she heard Billy again. And again, he wasn't cussing at anyone. He was just cussing and smiling. Classes were over, and the children were getting ready to go home. Suddenly, Miss McCarthy heard Billy again. He was putting on his backpack, and the strap wouldn't go around his arm. But he wasn't upset. He wasn't cussing at his backpack, just smiling and cussing. And his classmates again laughed as they filed out to the bus. Miss McCarthy stopped little Billy at the door. Young man, hold up for a minute, please. I think we need to talk, Billy. Yes, Miss McCarthy? Billy, 3 times a day I heard you using naughty words around the other children. You know we're not supposed to do that, right? Yes, Miss McCarthy, I know that, but Miss McCarthy put her finger up to her lips. Shh, Billy, let me finish. Where did you hear words like that? Well, my mommy says them after supper when we're watching TV, but she just, Now hold on, Billy. Billy, let me finish. Do you know what those words mean when she says them? Well, finally, Billy smiled. Well, that's silly, Miss McCarthy. Of course I know. I memorize them, because she says them almost every night. Well, undaunted, the young teacher shot right back. Well, then tell me, what do they mean? They mean that Daddy smoked Mommy's last cigarette.